what happened out there. Obviously, it was, looked like a disaster almost from beginning to end.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Horrible game. On offense, didn't get anything going. And that starts with me. Just an overall bad game. Something as a team that we have to learn from. I definitely have to learn from this one. But just a bad game overall.
Tyra, we saw you target Kelvin three times on the opening possession, but then I don't know that he had another target the rest of the way. Just maybe, you know, how did you feel about working him into the offense? Was it a plan to try to do it more and it just got away from you, or did just taking what the defense gave you?
It was part of the plan, but it was also taking what the defense gave me. The defense started rolling towards him in some situations as well, too. But, yeah, just a lack of execution across the board, passing game, running game. Like I said, that starts with me.
Quarterbacks watch each other a lot. I'm sure you're able to sit there and watch Breeze. You guys play a similar style. Is there anything that you learned today just from watching him? He didn't have to throw the ball all over the place, but he was in command.
Just managing the game. They converted a couple long third downs that were key to them sustaining drives. But just as I've always been a fan of him, but if you watch him over his career, he's pretty consistent, and that's something I got to work to be better at.
What was your reaction when the crowd cheered when you were replaced by Nathan late in the game?
I don't listen to the crowd.
Third down, Tyrod, were they doing anything in particular there, or was it just a product of some long down and distance? It just seemed like third down was a struggle too today.
Yes. Some of the stuff that we've seen on film, but we also put ourselves in bad situations. A couple penalties early on first and second down. Also, just not getting movement on first and second downs put us in third and long. So, got to be better at third down for sure.
This would be your biggest test of resiliency and character of this team, which you had a lot this year. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Two tough losses back to back, but we still sit 5-4 right now. As a team, we have to regroup, refocus, and find a way to correct where we're doing wrong and bounce back. We know that we have the talent to go out there and compete with anyone, but it's just about us honing in on what we do the best and go out there and make it happen.
There have been times in the past 2 years, I mean, you've heard it, people are looking for any reason sometimes to replace you. Are you concerned at all that is going to kind of restart? It was quiet the first 7 weeks.
As far as people, I'm not really sure who you're talking about. I've never played for anyone other than my teammates, coaches, family. So other than that, it really doesn't matter to me.
Did you object to being taken out when you did? I know it was late and the score was pretty lopsided, but you, to this point, you had taken every snap this season.
Yeah, I mean, that was a decision made by Coach McDermott. He felt that was best for the team. I had to move forward from there. Like I said, I was more so pissed at the performance or lack of performance that I had and we had as a team.